Welcome to day three of the How to Be a Happy Feminist Challenge. Today, we're going to be talking about rest. And rest, like yesterday's topic, pleasure, is an absolutely natural, normal, biologically necessary function that society has moralized. Here's what I mean by that. Rest is something that every living organism needs, especially animals. Any animal you can think of needs to rest and sleep. And it's a time during which your body and your brain consolidate memories, conduct cellular repair. It is absolutely essential to your physical well-being. And yet society has made it a moral issue. Society has made rest something that you are supposed to earn, something you're supposed to deserve. And it has taught you to believe that if you rest basically any more than is necessary to physically stay alive, you are lazy. And it's a sign of negative character or even of sinfulness. Right? We talked yesterday about those kinds of conservative religious influences on our culture over the last 2,000 years that have taught us to see these natural physical abilities like pleasure or processes like rest as being suspect and suspicious and potentially sinful and even evil. Again, you may not use those terms. I don't personally think of things as sinful or evil in my own brain, but I still have that programming of thinking that, you know, resting is lazy or slothful, or that I should be being productive. And this is even more common in women. People socialize as women, and any additional marginalized identities you live in, you get this messaging more and more. Because society depends on all of us who are in marginalized communities pushing ourselves or being pushed to the brink of exhaustion in order to serve and support other people. Right? So if we believed that we were entitled to rest, not even that we deserve it because it's not moral, just that we were entitled to rest, that rest was natural and normal and something that we should be able to do. And if we prioritized it, we would be less available for serving other people, right? And rest is also one of those physical processes that your body tells you when you need it, and your body performs that function and tells you when you've had enough. And these are all kind of communications with your body that society has taught you to ignore and repress, and that society wants you to kind of disrupt and be alienated from. Because the more that women are alienated from our own bodies, the more that we see our bodies as objects of service that we should just put to the use of other people in a variety of ways, the more that we are kind of willing to participate in and uphold these social structures that work to our detriment. So society alienates women from their bodies in all of these different ways that we're exploring. Rest, just like pleasure, I believe, does not have to be earned. It doesn't have to be deserved. It's just something your body does and something your body needs. That would be like saying that you have to deserve your digestion. You have to deserve your stomach to produce enzymes to break down your food. You have to deserve your liver to filter toxins out of your blood. You don't have to deserve any of those things. Those are just things that your body does and knows how to do. And it is only social programming that makes you feel that you have to deserve those things, or you have to earn them, or that there's something wrong with wanting them or experiencing them or enjoying them. But rest is absolutely crucial. It's not just crucial for your health. It is also crucial for your ability to experience pleasure and happiness, because when you don't ever rest or allow yourself to rest, when you push your body to the brink of exhaustion and burnout, you are putting yourself in a state of chronic stress, right? And your nervous system is activated. And when your nervous system is activated all the time, when you are in fight or flight all the time, when you are under chronic stress, it's very hard to access pleasure. It's very hard to luxuriate in the pleasure of something, which requires you to be like present in your body and able to slow down enough to experience that pleasure. So pleasure and rest are really intimately connected. And our ability to experience the form of happiness that is pleasure and contentment in a moment, that feeling in our body of things feeling good, of feeling expansive and warm and loving and excited, all of that requires us to be able to slow down enough to experience it. You can't experience happiness when you are stressfully rushing from one thing to another and exhausted and burnt out. So rest really goes along with pleasure as being essential to experiencing more happiness in your day-to-day life. So your assignment today is to rest anywhere from 5 to 60 minutes. There is no right or wrong. You get to decide what that means to you, knowing yourself, your brain, what you find restful. But I do want to encourage you to, whatever you choose, to have it be something where you can pay attention to how you're thinking and feeling, and to be willing to feel a little uncomfortable during the rest. Remember that, as with every challenge this week, doing the actual challenge, like trying to feel pleasure or trying to rest, or the challenges that are coming later this week, doing that actual thing is only half of the purpose of the exercise. The other half is an opportunity to observe your brain, to look at your thinking, and to notice what happens when you do try to feel pleasure or rest. All right, my friends, I can't wait for you to rest today, to notice what happens in your brain. Come share whatever you discover on the other side of that agitation or boredom, or possibly an actual just really blissful, restful experience, which you may also have. There's no saying you have to feel agitated or bored. Come share that in the Facebook group. And you can also, of course, use any of the thoughts we used yesterday about pleasure in terms of having permission to rest, or rest just being not good or bad. It's just something your body needs or does. Any kind of thoughts you want to use to help your brain get on board with this concept, I encourage you to practice and use those thoughts too, and come share what you did, what you thought, what you noticed in the Facebook group.